USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The cost of this fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
After failing to prevent Russia's invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, President Biden said he's sending Congress requests for more money for Ukraine. During a press conference at the White House Thursday, Biden said in total he's asking for an additional $33 billion. $20 billion would be used for military assistance, $8 billion for economic assistance, and $3 billion for humanitarian aid. An American citizen and Marine veteran, Willie Joseph Cancel, died while fighting in Ukraine. His wife broke the news and said, "He went there wanting to help people, and had always felt that this was his main mission in life." USA Radio News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
The Family Dollar stores are taking a big financial hit in Arkansas.
Arkansas is filing a lawsuit against Family Dollar after more than 1,000 rodents were discovered at one of the company's warehouses.
The Family Dollar distribution center in West Memphis experienced massive rodent infestation throughout its facility and had direct exposure and potentially contaminated commonly purchased products.
State Attorney General Leslie Rutledge outlining investigations into the West Memphis Distribution Center. Those investigations discovered a massive infestation by rats and other vermin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2022 NFL draft took place in Las Vegas, Nevada yesterday. There were 9 trades made by teams on day one, the most since 2004. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others in the Biden administration claim they inherited a faulty border situation from former President Trump. But, says Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax Thursday, the goal all along since President Biden took office has been to open the border for more Democrat voters.
Really believe in open borders. They think that we're just fine. They don't care if it overwhelms our social services, our hospitals, our welfare programs. They just don't care. And they see it as a power play because they do believe that people who are coming in illegally because the Democrats have turned a blind eye will be sympathetic ultimately, or their children will be sympathetic to Democrats in politics. So this really has to do with power politics, but it really is a complete disdain for the actual individuals because encouraging the illegal immigration encourages trafficking of use, it encourages drug transportation, all of the things, but it's really bad for the people trying to get across the river illegally. It's not good for those people either. But this is an attitude that the Democrats have mostly honest about. They just don't care.
Police have arrested a 74-year-old man in the 1988 killing of 11-year-old Melissa Tremblay in Massachusetts, the Essex District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday. The cold case was re-examined by authorities in 2014, and evidence recovered from the victim's body was instrumental in solving the case. Marvin C. McClendon, Jr. was arrested Tuesday in Bremen, Alabama. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.